Dressing to impress.
Right.
Or dressing for the right occasion, I would say.
Yeah, and the psychology of clothes in general. That's what we're going to be talking about.
In this week's episode of Get Real with the English Sisters.
Right then, yeah. So we know that clothes do reveal a lot about a person.
Well, it's body language, isn't it?
I mean, if you're watching us on YouTube today, you can see that we're wearing matching outfits.
Yes, we are.
And we decided to do that a long time ago, didn't we? You may have heard already, but
yes,
you know.
Yeah, it kind of developed over time. I mean, we've always liked to dress the same because when we were little, we would.
Yeah, we're real sisters. We're not twins, but we did like dressing
the
same.
So we had this thing, but we never used to be like, you know, as we grew apart and grew older.
No.
We dressed differently, didn't we? We had our individual styles, even though we always used to like what each other wore.
Yes, we did. But then when the brand grew and we decided to create the English Sisters and then it became more of a brand, we thought, well, let's give ourselves
a bit more of an identity.
Yeah, a bit more of an image here, and we're just dressed the same. And then also when we did therapy with our clients, it was
helpful.
I think it was helpful for them to know that we were, even though there's two of us, we were acting as one
in their interest.
Yeah, absolutely. So that also became helpful. And there you go. I mean, this is all the psychology of clothes.
Yes, and not very just clothes, accessories, as we've talked about in past episodes.
Clothes and everything else that we decide to put on our bodies, and is it you're expressing something about yourself, like a nose ring or an earring, a ring,
a tattoo.
Tattoos, everything does express something about yourself
and about your personality, I think.
And sometimes I think we forget the importance of it.
I think we forget how important it is to dress to feel good. And we might neglect ourselves at certain times in our lives. We kind of forget about it, I think.
I think we do, yeah.
With especially when you get busy and you may have kids, or you've got a really busy lifestyle and you're doing, or maybe you feel a bit down. When you feel a bit down, you tend to neglect yourself
too.
Yeah,
and I think that's a moment when you really have to give yourself that little extra push, isn't it?
Yeah, and
boost. Because you are not feeling like that great, because of whatever it is, I think that's when you really looking good and dressing to impress yourself is important.
Well, I think
when you're feeling vulnerable,
don't they? They always say that women dress to impress men. They used to say
that. They used to say that.
But it's the opposite. You dress to impress yourself. And to make yourself
There's a lot of controversy about this, because they say that women don't actually do that. They always do it to impress somebody else, or the women, but mainly it's all the women. but it's probably a healthy balance between all of that. I think it probably is true. You do dress to impress all the women and other men and whoever it is. But you also do, there is a very big part of it that's important for you, because you will change if you're dressed in a certain way and it makes you feel good. Your body, your body posture will change. Yeah.
Your whole posture will change.
Your how you speak will change. Your head will be a little bit higher. You'll appear more confident.
You'll probably want to be in that meeting for longer.
Exactly.
On that date for longer.
Yes, yes.
Then if you feel as if you've like underdressed, or you feel as if you didn't dress, you know, you didn't make that effort.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of the time we think, no, I can't be bothered, you know, to make that extra effort. I just can't
Why should I? No one else bothers. Like, you might be with a group of people that no one else cares. Yeah. Or maybe where you work, they're all really casual and no one's bothered.
Yeah, they're a bit like messy or whatever. Yeah, but why should I bother? That's a question. Well, there are many reasons why you should actually bother.
Yes.
Because as we do, and we've come to learn and understand that the way you look is going to have a big influence on your day and the results of that day.
It's going to make you either want to go home and crawl into bed, or go out and have a party with your friends.
Yeah, what was that thing they say to ladies when they have the blow dry? Yeah,
the hair.
When you go to the hairdresser and you have a lovely hairstyle and
you've
paid.
Don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I don't. Well, in English,
a blow dry is called.
Yeah, I couldn't remember it. Yeah, A blow dry, that's it.
I think in American it's a blowout.
Well, whatever. I didn't want to go down that road too much because I didn't want to make a mistake saying it. But in Italian it's called a piega, yes. Which means to actually fold, yeah. To piegare, to fold. So it's like your hair is nice and it's been styled by a professional. You've paid for that. You don't really just want to go home and hide and watch TV all night. No. You're more inclined to want to do more. When you're looking good. So in general, if you're looking good, it's gonna, you know,
well, it affects our psychology a lot more than we think it does.
That's what I mean. Yes, yeah. It's not just about being vain and looking pretty and wearing, yeah, makeup, or if you're a man or whoever you are, you know, whatever you want to be. It's not just about that. There's a lot.
Well, it's part of your identify, whatever you want to identify with, or whoever you want to identify,
exactly,
as.
Yeah.
Your clothing,
going to be confident in that.
Is going to make you feel more confident or less confident.
Exactly. I know for sure if I go out in a tracksuit, no makeup on, my hair's looking scruffy, I don't feel half as confident. No. I'm nowhere near. I wouldn't want anyone to see me for a start.
But
if
I
bumped
into, some
people
say that would be low self-esteem, wouldn't they?
They would, but for me, maybe that is low self-esteem. But it's also part of how it makes me feel, that, yeah. I can't help it. I just don't feel as...
Well, I'm the same.
Yeah, we're both the same. I just don't feel as if I'm going to be...
I don't feel as if I'm going to represent like who I want to represent.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's more like a mask that I put on for the,
yes,
world.
But even if it is a mask, if it makes you feel good, so what?
We all wear masks,
yes,
anyway.
If it's going to make you feel better and want to go out and do whatever you want, you know, with your life.
I believe, yes, that certain clothes give me the freedom to do what I want. And the same way, if it's a nice, doesn't matter, casual outfit, that'll give me the same kind of freedom. But,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's the same as the shoes, isn't it? If you wear high heels, you can't go on. You can't go around jogging, can you?
No.
So, but if you wore trainers, maybe to a really posh wedding or something, you might feel out of place, unless it was that kind of wedding.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Obviously, the clothes we wear is going to influence how we feel. If we feel overdressed or underdressed, or if we haven't made the effort and everyone else has.
Yeah, and so many times we don't bother making that effort, and then feel bad. When,
yeah, that's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing.
If you're at home and you say, "Oh, I don't feel like making the effort. I'm not going to make the effort, and I'm still going to feel good, and I still want to go out, and I feel confident.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I feel great." And then you're fine, but not like as we've had many a time.
So many times,
people,
yeah,
say to us, "Oh, I don't feel, you know, no, I think I should go home and change," or, you know, they don't feel absolutely 100%. So just make sure you make that effort and dress to impress yourself, and then you'll feel better throughout the day.
You'll definitely feel much more confident.
Mm.
You will. You'd be surprised.
It's, yeah, so amazing.
It's quick. It, yeah, doesn't matter what it is, you know, if a T-shirt
and
jeans.
For men or women as well, just putting, yeah, a jacket on can already make you instantly,
oh, yeah,
confident.
Absolutely.
I think that's why it was invented, one of the reasons.
Well, wearing a jacket, yeah, you can wear a jacket with a casual pair of trousers, no matter what it is, but you instantly feel more.
You feel more with it. Let us, absolutely, know what you think. Are you ready to dress to impress yourself? Because it'll have wonderful repercussions on the rest of your day.
Yeah, you may be surprised. You think, wow, that really did.
Just try the experiment. Put something on you really like that day and see how you feel. I'm sure it'll make you feel better.
It will, definitely.
Lots of love and smiles from
the English sisters.
Bye-bye. Bye.